episode 4 of Mayfield Radio. I'm Mrs. Larish and I run the club here at Mayfield Girls' School. For this episode, the girls have worked from at home as well as when they've returned to school. This time, they wanted to reflect on the past year, discussing how things have changed, online learning and coming back to school. They also wanted to share with you one of their favourite recipes. First up, Megan has been finding out what it's been like a year on living with COVID.
Welcome back to Mayfield Radio. I'm Megan and I'm going to be talking about people's views on a COVID year on. So first off, we start with Tabby. How do you think your life has changed because of COVID?
Changed quite a bit recently. I haven't seen most of my family for ages. Parts of my family have died, so that's been hurtful. One of them from COVID. So yeah, it's been quite a year.
Yeah, that must have been tough for you.
Yeah, it was, and she lived a good life.
And Lucia, the same question for you.
I think it's actually been quite beneficial to me because I think it's made me get a bit more confident in a way, even though like I haven't really been around people, but yeah, I think it's been quite a good experience.
And Tabby, how have your lifestyle changed? Have you been doing things any differently to what you usually do?
Well, as you know, I'm a dancer, so I've been doing dance classes online. I've been doing different things, you know, I always get like the odd pen and paper considering we have like nothing to do. Just to do a little quick doodle, maybe go downstairs and watch a bit of TV. It's just, yeah, I mean, I never used to really watch TV, but now we've just been so drawn into it because there's nothing else to do in your life.
Yeah, that's great that you have a way of switching off and relaxing for something.
Yes.
And Lucia, same question?
I feel like my whole entire life has just got a load more chilled out because obviously we haven't really been doing much, and so I've kind of found more ways to chill out and not really stress.
And although we touched upon this earlier, how has COVID changed your family or impacted it in any way?
Well, as I say, our family's gotten shorter, but I think we've all changed. I think before COVID we were all a bit, you know, this is this.
Yeah.
This isn't really important, it's just a cold, who cares? But now I think we are a bit more careful about what we do, and we've had so many like online lessons about like TikTok and all the social media, so now I'm on it less. I don't even have TikTok, but I'm on my social media less. I'm not really contributing with social media people. So yeah, it's changed.
Yeah, I think it's a great way for families to come together and get closer. So, Lucia?
I feel like my family's kind of become a bit closer because we've kind of cherished the moments more that we've actually seen each other. And so yeah, we've become a bit more close.
I think that's a really nice way that COVID has actually been positive. And final question. Some people say that COVID has given their life to be just at a slower pace. Have you found that? And if so, have you enjoyed living life just at a slower pace, not fast, not being in all directions at the same time?
Yeah, I have. I mean, as I say, I'm a dancer, so I was here, there, everywhere. I was just, yeah, I was so busy. I barely had time to watch, sit down and watch TV. So yeah, everything's just chilled out more and I'm happy with that.
That's great.
I think definitely everything's just kind of calmed down a bit, if you know what I mean, because before it was like everything, everywhere, all the time, but now it's just a bit more relaxed and calm.
So thank you very much, Tabby and Lucia, and that's all we have time for on Mayfield Radio.
Thank you, Megan. And now Tabby will tell us all about online learning.
Hello, welcome back to Mayfield Radio. I am Tabby and I'm going to be questioning Lucia and Megan on lockdown. So, Megan, how have you been coping with lockdown?
I think lockdown's kind of been positive and negative. I kind of enjoyed being with my family and having more time to actually all be together in the evening. But it has been quite boring at times, I think this lockdown, actually more than the last lockdown, because we know what it's like. It's been the winter, so we haven't been able to get outside that much.
Good. And you, Leisha?
Well, I find that I like doing like cooking and crafts at home, and basically lots of things I like doing are at home anyway, so I feel like it hasn't really changed my life that much other than not being able to see people.
Yeah, I totally agree. So, Megan, how have you liked doing home and schooling?
I've enjoyed getting up later. I think everyone has, to be honest.
Yeah.
And wearing home clothes, I really kind of prefer that to wearing school uniform. I think at the same time, though, I actually find it easier being in school and learning with face-to-face, because it's hard on doing online. You can't see anyone. You're kind of on your own if you get stuck. But it's a lot better now that we're back at school.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you, Lisa?
I am kind of the same as Megan, because, I like wearing home clothes and being able to get up later and having snacks whenever you want. But it has been hard because, obviously, there's not the teacher when you need help with something, and then there's not the whole buzz of being in school.
Yeah, I totally agree. So, what have you enjoyed staying at home?
I've done a lot of baking, more than I usually do. I'm kind of doing baking every weekend, mainly because I'm doing baking for DV, but I'm generally interested in baking. I love being with my cats as well. I just love my pets as well. And I've also included my baking and doing it for charity as well.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. And Megan? Leisha?
I think I've been doing quite a lot of things that are similar, but also gain skills in other things. For example, I enjoy doing piano and things, and then I've been able to do it more in lockdown because we've had more time.
Yeah, and so all in all, have you enjoyed spending time at home?
I have. I think as a family we've become closer. Especially if you have older siblings and they like to stay in their room a lot, but they actually come and spend time with you now because you were kind of stuck at home. But I'm glad that we're coming out, hopefully, of this lockdown gradually, and that we will be able to get back to normal life soon.
Yeah, good answer. Leisha?
I definitely have, but I kind of feel like it should be coming to an end now, and it is, which is nice, and we can finally see some people.
Yes, it's been hard at home. So do you prefer actual physical school, and why?
I definitely do. I mean, a lot of people say, oh yeah, we prefer online, but I just find it way easier seeing the teacher face to face, being with people around you, because you can talk and discuss questions. But that's just me. I mean, everyone's different.
Yes, and Leisha?
I honestly prefer online, to be honest, because I just feel like it's a lot more chilled out and calm, and like we can just do more things that we like, and like lunch breaks and things.
Yes, I totally agree with you. Yeah, I agree with both of you, actually. So, did you like seeing your friends online, and if so, why?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I've rang Tabby and Lucia multiple times a day. I know that we're meant to be off our screens quite a lot, but I just thought it was important to keep in contact with my friends and type and ring, and sometimes maybe in the evening we discuss homework together or kind of just have fun, because that's kind of the only social way you can actually be in lockdown.
Since we started working on the episode, we have returned to school, and Hi has been finding out how people have been feeling about coming back to school.
Hello, here with you is Lara. I'm going to interview a few students on what they think of going back to a normal school after spending what seems like an eternity in lockdown. In lockdown, schools have been teaching online so that students can get a similar experience of learning. But most students in Mayfield believe it is easier online and better for their well-being. Here today we have Sky in Year 8 and Cam's in Year 7. Ramsey.
Hi.
How do you feel about going back to school?
I'm kind of glad that we came back to school because I was a bit bored during lockdown and doing online school.
Did you prefer it online?
No, because when you're at school you can learn things better and like see your teacher in person.
Did you get more fresh air at home?
Well, I kind of got the same amount because normally during break time or lunch time I go out with my family and go for walks and stuff around my bike.
Are you happy about not having any end of year exams?
Yes, because I really don't like tests and assessments, and I'd rather learn everything in school during my lessons and not have a test at all than revising.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Skye.
Hello.
How do you feel about going back to school?
I was excited to go back to school because I'd get to see all my friends again.
Did you prefer it online?
No.
Do you learn more online?
No, because the lessons are also more fun at school.
Did you get more fresh air at home?
Yes, because I took the dog for lots of walks.
Are you happy about not having any end of year exams?
Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hi. It's almost a wrap from us, but here is Cece and Gigi's cookie recipe.
Hi everyone, this is Cece.
And Gigi.
We're going to talk you through a very simple recipe. Today we'll be making some cookies. This recipe will make roughly 8. If you're missing the hub cookies, then why not try these? These are chocolate chip cookies, but you can replace the chocolate chips with what suits you.
Let's start with the ingredients. Firstly, you'll need 125 grams of soft margarine. Next, you'll need 50 grams of sugar. Light brown or caster sugar will be best. Then you need 1 egg. Next, you need 1 teaspoon of vanilla essence and 100 grams of your extra added ingredient. Ours will be chocolate chips, but you could use zest of one orange or whatever pleases you.
Now, let's move on to the equipment. You'll need a mixing bowl, a spoon, a small bowl, a teaspoon, and a lined baking tray.
Now we can start the method. Start by preheating the oven to 180 Celsius. This is also gas mark 4. Then cream the margarine and the sugar together. You need to do this in your mixing bowl. Cream them until it is light and fluffy. Then crack the egg into a smaller bowl. Add 1 teaspoon of vanilla essence, then beat it. Now add the egg mixture into the margarine and sugar bowl.
Gently fold in the flour and add your flavours. We are using chocolate chips. Using a teaspoon, evenly space out the mixture onto a lined baking tray to make the shapes of your cookies. Bake them for 10 to 15 minutes at 180 degrees Celsius or gas mark 4. Cook them until they turn slightly golden brown. Leave to cool on a tray for a few minutes so they can firm.
So that's your cookies made.
We hope you enjoy this episode and we'll be back soon with another instalment. Thank you for listening to Mayfield Radio.